Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, January 28, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Before we get underway, we do have three Super Bowl interviews that I did with presidents posted. Two with Barack Obama, one with Donald Trump. I did some interviews with Bush the Younger, but not on the Super Bowl. But anyway, those three Super Bowl interviews, nice piece of history. So if you have a few minutes, we got them. All you have to do is click it and they pop right up. This is Super Bowl week, and toward the end of the week, we'll get into the game. I'm going, and I'll tell you why I'm going down there. But I think you'll enjoy those interviews. And if you do watch them, let me know what you think. All right, so the impeachment thing wrapped up by the Trump lawyers. Basically say there isn't a crime, this whole thing's a farce, and why are we doing this? So the Republicans now have to decide, and they'll have to vote on it, whether to call witnesses, which would be John Bolton and probably, you know, I'm thinking if I'm a Republican senator, if I'm going to give the Democrats Bolton, I got to get Biden, Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, he's going to take the fifth. I mean, it would be interesting to see him do that, but Joe Biden, you know, he's got a lot to explain, a lot of splaining, as Ricky Ricardo once said to do. Is the horse trade going to go that way? I don't know. I can't predict now. It's murky now. The Republicans obviously want to get this done, out, finished. That's what they want. McConnell sees danger. President Trump, yesterday he was bullish on having Bolton go in. Now he's not so bullish. So that changes hour by hour. Bolton could do him damage. And we'll talk a little bit about the betrayal of John Bolton at the back of the program. He could do Trump some damage. Remember, this is all about the election. It's not about Donald Trump keeping his job. He's going to keep his job. It's about the vote. And on the other side, the Democrats, the longer they stretch this thing out, the more chaos they are injecting into their primary voting procedure. Because right now, it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to win Iowa and New Hampshire. It looks that way, but that could change. Biden could win Iowa. I don't think he's going to win Iowa because that's a real far left voting pool there. Biden is no reason for him to win New Hampshire. I mean, you got Bernie Sanders, a Vermont guy. Warren's out of it. He's just collapsed, which is good. I mean, Elizabeth Warren can't run this country. I mean, everybody knows that. No, I shouldn't say everybody, but most sane people know that. Bernie Sanders can't run the country either. It's funny, I'm doing a lot on Bernie Sanders on the radio, and we do have it posted every day, what I do. And I'm basically honing in on Bernie Sanders talks all this socialism stuff, but he doesn't live this way. He's never lived this way. He's a yap, social, socialist, socialist, but he's not. And, you know, we all know Joe Biden helped his son and brothers and everybody else in the family. Well, so did Bernie Sanders. So did him. I think I'll do it here tomorrow. We're compiling the information. It's pretty, you know, you want to use the word damning. All these politicians help their family. I mean, Ivanka Trump's in the White House. Jared Kushner, Ivanka's husband's in the White House. Don Jr.'s, you know, running around on the campaign. So they all do. Barack Obama didn't because he didn't have any family members that were old enough. And his brother-in-law was around, you know, that kind of thing. But let's be fair. Obama wasn't tied into the patronage as Joe Biden is and Donald Trump is. Okay, so tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have a good idea of how this impeachment thing is going to spread out, all right, and how it's going to affect the vote on Monday in Iowa. I think it's the following Tuesday in New Hampshire. And both of those votes are pretty important. I mean, if Biden loses both, he's not out because he'll win South Carolina, and then he'll be right back in. Sanders loses both, as I said. If Biden could win Iowa and New Hampshire, Biden's got it locked. But if Sanders wins both of those, Sanders be competitive. He's going to be on the defensive, though, once a lot of stuff comes out about him. Because remember, Democrats, mainstream Democrats, don't want Sanders. So remember that. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, State Department says don't travel to China, obviously. We're not getting the full story out of China because not a free press. Not a free press here either, but we get a lot more agencies here than in China. So Chinese say about 5,000 people have the coronavirus and about 106 have died. I think it's about 10, 15,000 and about 500 dead. And I'm basing this on reports that I'm seeing from the Asian press. Things are leaking out. They leak out through Hong Kong. Now, to be fair, Hong Kong wants to make Beijing look bad. But I think this is a real catastrophe in China. Now, the Chinese have the advantage being a fascist, totalitarian country. They've walled off everything. But don't go there. I mean, you're just crazy if you go to China at this point. No reason to do that. And we hope that this thing dies out. I don't think it's an Ebola situation. But I could be wrong. In the United States, about 200 cases now. We've got to keep an eye on it. That's for sure. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Okay, so we had a letter, a very good letter about the division in America, and I cited the rise of the machines, cable news, Twitter, as the real driver of the hatred in America. I'll give you an example. This happened on CNN last night. They were talking about people who support President Trump. Go.
Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience, you know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one and they're y'all elitist or them.
Okay, so, you know, that's what you get on CNN. That's what you get. So if you support Donald Trump, you're an idiot. What did he say, a boomer rube? Now, that guy Rick Wilson, you know, he's bills himself as a Republican strategist. He just hates Trump. Lemon, the MC of that program, I mean, you know, we all know what Don Lemon does and why he does it and all of that. the tone that because you may support Donald Trump or vote for him, that you are deficient as a human being drives hatred. Period. What it does. Now, if you vote for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or Barack Obama, I have no problem with you. None. I think you're misguided. I'll ask you questions about, do you not realize if Bernie Sanders were president and the two houses were Democrat, we'd have a depression that would lead to violence in America? Do you not understand that's what would happen? Because it would. And I didn't see what their answer was. But no matter what their answer was, they're Americans. They can vote for who they want to vote for. But that hatred that you just saw right there and Lemon yucking it up and pushing the hatred out there, that is what's really hurt the United States of America. We'll see you tomorrow.